About 1 in 20 children in D.C. are raised by a family member who isn't their parent. Often, it's a grandparent who steps up during hard times. And now these non-traditional families have a home just for themselves in D.C. WAMU's Ali Schweitzer takes us inside a new apartment complex for grand families, where we meet one family hoping to get a fresh start.
It's a scene that could be playing out in millions of homes across the U.S. Deborah Johnson is in her living room unpacking a box of Christmas ornaments her grandsons just brought up from the car.
Every year we do a different theme for our Christmas tree. So this year we're doing the solar system.
But this holiday tradition looks a little different for Johnson and her grandsons, who are 12 and 15. She has legal custody of the boys, and they've lived with her for about 2 years.
My daughter has been in a domestic abuse situation since the boys were little, and I kept trying to give her the time to get it together and, you know, trying to figure out why she felt like she was somebody's punching bag, because she never saw that in my home.
But when one of the boys began talking about suicide, Johnson decided it was time to step in. She and her grandsons shared a two-bedroom apartment in Southeast for a while. Today, they're moving into this light-filled three-bedroom apartment a few blocks from D.C.'s Chinatown. 15-year-old Joshua is thrilled to finally have his own room.
So I feel like that's going to be less stress between me and my brother.
Soon, Joshua will be living among 49 other families like his. His new home is called Plaza West. It's a recently opened affordable housing complex just for grand families. You have to be a senior over 55 with grandchildren no older than 17 to live here, and you have to meet income requirements. There are only a handful of housing developments like this in the U.S., according to Generations United, a nonprofit that tracks multi-generational households, and Plaza West is the first of its kind in D.C. The grand families moving here often come together in the wake of tragedy. Jamarl Clark oversees the building's grand families program.
Situations range from a grandparent, son that committed murder, that's incarcerated. We also have the situation of the grandmother that is taking care of the great-granddaughter whose father is murdered.
About 5,000 children in the district live with a relative who isn't their parent, according to Generations United. And Clark says many of these families have special needs.
A lot of grandparents that are 55 and up, it's hard to find senior housing that allow them to be able to bring children with them.
But Plaza West is more than just housing. It's more like a village. It has a library just for grandparents and a kids area with computers. And soon it'll offer mentoring and social services. Plaza West started as an idea hatched by the late Washington Bishop Smallwood Williams, who founded the D.C.-based Bible Way Church. Yvonne Williams is the bishop's daughter. She says members of the church watched one family after another fall apart amid the city's crack cocaine epidemic in the 80s and 90s.
That was such a dilemma, such a challenge, such a crisis.
So over a period of many years, Bible Way Church helped get Plaza West off the ground. And today, it's helping people like Deborah Johnson and her two chatty, frequently bickering grandsons.
Boys.
For 12-year-old Michael, this apartment is a huge upgrade. Living downtown has slashed his commute to school by more than an hour.
And we get more time to sleep. We're not waking up at 6 o'clock in the morning.
And Grandma is really looking forward to being around so many other grand families.
You have someone that can relate to the situation that you're in so that you can kind of like bounce ideas off of each other and you just have some camaraderie.
Johnson says most of her friends just don't understand why she's raising her grandsons.
You know, they're like, that's not your responsibility. If you didn't do it, somebody else would have done it. I was like, I refuse to see my grandkids in foster care. And more importantly, I did not want to see them separated because they only have each other.
Though that's not entirely true. They also have their grandmother. For WAMU, I'm Ali Schweitzer.